There are a number of ways that Israel is to be apart from her neighbors, in the food she eats and those dietary laws surrounding it, by the festivals that the country of Israel conducts. God is at their center. But above all, Israel is to be distinct from her neighbors by a total absence of idolatry. And this is because of the way God is defined. Deuteronomy says in at least two places that Yahweh, God, cannot be seen, is not material or corporeal. One example is when remembering the experience of Moses receiving the law at Mount Sinai. Moses heard a voice, but he never actually saw anything. Deuteronomy 4:12 explains, quote, "Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but saw no form. There was only a voice." Close quote. This becomes the foundation for the prohibition of idolatry. You didn't see God at Sinai, so you should not be making any physical representations of Him. This is a way of breaking the notion held earlier in Israel's history that God's presence somehow lived in the Ark of the Covenant. Now, that was the box that was created to hold the tablets from Sinai with the Ten Commandments. Deuteronomy explains that this is simply this ark where the tablets of the law are kept, but that God could never be confined within such a material place. This must be, in part, why Jesus was so fond of Deuteronomy. Not only can God not be seen, but God is not to be worshipped with material objects. All those cultures